Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places, between payroll, your tax consultant, and the IRS. If your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Let's bring in Callie Means, co-author of Good Energy. Callie, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Brian. It's a great day. As you said, it's looking good for RFK.
And here's what Bill Cassidy said. As you know, he's a Republican who voted to impeach Trump, and many people thought, uh-oh, he's going to get Trump back. He's going to vote against him, not get him out of committee. Cut 37.
The science is credible. Vaccines save lives. They are safe. They do not cause autism. Mr. Kennedy has asked for my input into hiring decisions at HHS beyond Senate-confirmed positions. He committed that the help committee chair, whether it's me or someone else, may choose a representative on any board or commission formed to review vaccine safety. These commitments and my expectation that we can have a great working relationship to make America healthy again is the basis of my support.
You okay with that, Callie?
Yeah, Brian, I think Senator Cassidy coming on board and RFK appearing to be, as you said, sailing through confirmation, I think this is the biggest cabinet pick of our lives. I mean, I think more people have been paying attention to this, and I think this is just a massive win for President Trump of really the grassroots going up against the most powerful industry in the country. On Senator Cassidy specifically, I think you saw in the hearings, they were a bit speaking past each other. Senator Cassidy's been making Medicare, Medicaid policy, has been deep into public health policy for decades. And Bobby Kennedy isn't in the weeds on Medicare policy. What the Make America Healthy Again movement, what he's been talking about, is it's much larger than the nuances of our Medicare Part D, page 300. The problem is, and the reason costs are going up and the reason human capital in America is going down is because we're getting sick. And the reason we're getting sick isn't the policy intricacies. It's the fact that we're subsidizing ultra-processed food for our kids. 60-70% of SNAP is ultra-processed food. 18% is soda, food stamps. And then the system just fundamentally, every gear of the system profits when somebody gets sick and stays sick with chronic disease. And that's 95% of medical spending is managing chronic disease. So Bobby talked about that higher level. And I think what happened in the conversation between Cassidy and Bobby is they actually realize they have a shared goal, which is health, trust in public health. And the trust in public health has not declined because of Bobby Kennedy. It's declined because of the public health authorities. So, yeah, I think it's totally fine that they're going to work together. I think they both genuinely want the same thing and are actually coming at it from different levels. And I think they'll have a great working relationship.
Here's what he said. I thought this was one of his finest moments on why he wants this job. Now, think about it. His family has abandoned him. Caroline Kennedy saying the most horrific things possible about anybody, let alone somebody who's your cousin. But this is why he did it. Cut 39.
The first thing I've done every morning for the past 20 years is to get on my knees and pray to God that he would put me in a position to end the chronic disease epidemic. I know how to fix it. And there's nobody who will fix it the way that I do, because I'm not scared of vested interests. I don't care. I'm not here because I want a position or a job. I have a very good life and a happy family.
So I think that resonated. And what about you?
I think it resonated because it's true. I think we're the Democrats, and let's be clear, I think the Democrats really disgraced themselves in this hearing. I think one of the worst parts is when Ron Wyden and Elizabeth Warren, they didn't just talk about the policy differences. They actually questioned his motivations. They actually said, you want kids to be sick. And I think any American watching knows that Bobby Kennedy is in this for the right reasons. Whether you agree or disagree with the nuances of what he's saying, this man has given up everything. He's put it all on the line And really marshaling Americans' conscience towards this idea of why the heck are we getting so sick? Why are 38% of American teens pre-diabetic? Why are 50% of teens overweight or obese? And it's like 3% in Japan. I can tell you from being close to him over the past 6 months and watching really the emotional conversations between him and Trump lead to the endorsement, this is not about politics. What the Republicans are now saying about healthy food and health, this is stuff liberals would have been saying 10 years ago. This is totally nonpartisan. This is a real legacy item that President Trump thinks he can achieve, of just really getting back to science on why we're getting sick, reestablishing our medical guidelines. Right now, the American Medical Association recommends Ozempic for 12-year-olds. It recommends a statin once a 6-year-old has high cholesterol. It recommends an SSRI when a 12-year-old is a little bit sad. You know, we need to get back those codes. Those codes also say 2-year-olds can have gender transition surgery. The U.S. government codes say that, which we outsource to the American Medical Association. So that's what Bobby's passionate about. I always go, Brian, the Democrats said the word measles 25 times in the first hearing. They said the word chronic disease, diabetes, obesity, 0 times. 300 people a year died of measles before the invention of the vaccine. It's a problem, but that's just not what Bobby's focused on. He's focused on these big issues, and I think that came through.
Hey, maybe you started your business because it was your passion, but fell into HR as your business got going. Like for us in this podcast, nobody's an expert in all areas, including HR. That's why we're excited about an all-in-one solution that can give you your time back to doing what you love most, growing your business. Bamboo HR is a powerful yet flexible all-in-one HR solution for your growing business. You want to be creative. You don't want to be focused on these issues, but they're so vitally important. Stop spending countless hours on payroll, time tracking, benefits, performance management. With Bamboo HR, those hours are shaved down to minutes. And it's why over 34,000 companies trust Bamboo HR. Because it's an integrated system designed to handle your current and upcoming HR needs. Plus, Bamboo HR prides itself on being super easy, easy to use, easy to learn, easy to implement, and very easy to love. Take a couple of minutes. Check out the free demo and see how nimble and affordable this valuable tool can be. HR is hard, but Bamboo HR is easy. Reclaim your time and do what we did. Check out the free demo at bamboohr.com/free demo. See for yourself all that Bamboo HR can do and how truly affordable it can be as well. That's bamboohr.com/free demo, bamboohr.com/free demo. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. If you want something fun and easy to search for homes and apartments, then you should be using the Redfin app. Whether I'm searching for my next place, if I want to buy, if I want to rent, or if I just want to scroll through and see some dream homes, like, for example, something on the beach or at least a walk to the beach, a big house, second, maybe a third floor, I use the Redfin app. Redfin makes it fun to search all the homes for sale and apartments for rent in your neighborhood. You can filter for price, for beds, for baths, square footage, and so much more. So if you find a place you love, Redfin makes it easy to go see it in person. Just schedule a tour right from the app. Plus, if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they close twice as many deals as other agents. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So whether you're looking to buy, you're looking to rent, you're looking to sell, Redfin's got you covered. Download the Redfin app to get started.
Absolutely. So the question is how to do it. How do you work inside that mammoth organization to question everything and make people sure. Prove that these things are right? And for example, when I was talking to a member of his staff yesterday that was trying to get him elected as independent, he said he was a journalist. And he was saying that instead of just saying a study said this, I asked myself, who did the study? When's the last time this study was done? How big was the focus group? How big was the test group? And a lot of the answers were insufficient. It's you never question the study. You deal with its conclusions. You never go back and say, how did they get those conclusions? That's what I think he's going to do. And he'll be smart to call 100%. Up Cassidy and say, doctor, senator, this is what I found. Before you hear it in the Washington Post, this is what I found. This has to disturb you. Do you think he's going to find that? There's a lot of things that we've wrongly concluded by studies we didn't commission?
Brian, 50% of FDA studies that underlie our drug approval processes can't be replicated. I actually am totally fine with what Senator Cassidy said, because Bobby's not going in there with opinions. It does not matter what Bobby's opinions are, and he said this. He's going in to get money to the best scientists. So I actually think it's very simple. The principles of MAHA are that the American people want to be healthy. The incentives are in the way, so let's fix the incentives. And this idea of informed consent and patient choice. So let's just go real quick what Bobby can do in the next year and go by the agency. So the NIH right now, 85% of the research is pharmaceutical R&D. It's a revolving door for the pharmaceutical industry. He's going to work with Jay Bhattacharya and fulfill President Trump's mandate to get back to foundational science. And I truly mean this, Brian. The people on the left won't believe this. But when Bobby and Kennedy and President Trump talk about the NIH, they have zero ideology. They literally just want to get money back to scientists right now. So that's a big, actually, win for the NIH, because that science then underlies our standard of care. As I said, right now, heart disease is seen as a statin deficiency. Obesity is seen as an Ozempic deficiency. There's been zero research on why we're getting Alzheimer's. There's billions of dollars of research on Band-Aids for Alzheimer's, which are ineffective. So the NIH is very important. The FDA right now, 75% of it's funded by pharma for drug approvals. We simply need to deregulate and have better incentives that we're going to get approvals to the best and most innovative therapeutics to prevent and reverse disease. Right now, 90% of the drugs coming out of the FDA are for management of disease, not curing management, which is profitable for the industry. It costs $3 billion to get a drug through, which is a big pharma ploy to basically only have non-innovative management techniques come through. And the last, Brian, is the CMS. What the research and the FDA approval processes do is they get to the big kahuna, which is our CMS codes. These underlie 20% of the U.S. economy in every single medical decision we make. And when you have better research and have a better FDA, you can actually have CMS codes that prevent and reverse disease. I mean, why for obesity aren't we working on, you know, better food for our kids? That could be a medical code. Why, when somebody's depressed, do we drug them right away and not have more personalized therapeutics? Why aren't we doing more personalized blood testing to figure out nutrient deficiencies? These could all be incentivized by our system. So taking on the American Medical Association, right, which makes those codes, that's the framework. And I think we can get these things done quickly, Brian.
Callie Means, by the way, you don't have any issue that resonates with more people than the ones you and your sister brought up in your book, is that I have more people talking about those interviews I do with you than any other interview, including Breaking News. But are you thinking about joining him? Would there be something in there for you?
Well, I've been working every day to make sure we get the great appointments in and do whatever I can to help Bobby. Casey and I are right now planning to stay on, help however we can from the outside. And I think we have an incredible team with Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, Mehmet Oz, that we're going to do whatever we possibly can to help from the outside, Brian.
Okay. Couple of things. There's another issue, and that's this whole trans issue and puberty blockers and gender dysphoria. In New York City, not only are they not on board with what Trump's talking about, they're protesting that he's even saying that you should wait till you're 18 to change your gender. Listen to Cynthia Nixon. She actually ran for mayor, Cut 48.
I am here today as the mother of a proud trans man. I am here today as the aunt of a proud trans man. My best friend's kid is trans. And my kid's best friend is trans.
Congratulations. Is anyone sticking to their same gender at all in her life? I've never seen a roster like that. But she's saying she's protesting the fact that teens will not be able to get their gender switched. Where does that fall in as things to do list? Because that's going to go to HHS, too.
Oh, Brian, it's top of the list. As I said, the American Medical Association, which we outsource our codes to, they actually say two-year-olds. They don't actually have a limitation on gender transition surgery age, not just gender-affirming care. This is evil, and I think the gender transition and gender-affirming care is actually a great example of what Bobby's been talking about, which is the total corporate capture and moral depravity of our healthcare incentives. You have to understand, the pharmaceutical companies are the largest funders right now of civil rights groups and LGBT groups, like the Human Rights Campaign. They're funded dark money by the pharma industry to berate anyone as a bigot for questioning whether a child should be getting gender affirming care, because there's millions and millions of dollars to be made, excuse me, billions of dollars to be made from these surgeries. So you have Europe and very progressive countries outright banning these barbaric surgeries. And you still, in our system, where the pharmaceutical industry is the biggest funder of politicians, the biggest funder of regulatory agencies, the biggest funder of many of our information sources, they've been able to create this narrative where you're a bigot for opposing this. I mean, thank God for President Trump. I mean, already the HHS website, the word birthing person has been changed back to mother. Yes, they took the word mother off some parts of government websites. Harvard Medical School still doesn't allow people to use the word mother. I mean, this is a spiritual, dark issue. I think, Brian, if you really sum up what Bobby Kennedy and what President Trump said, what if you sum up why, you know, frankly, our interviews have been so impactful, why this issue has been so impactful, it's because of this message of stay the heck away from kids. I actually think it's a unifying theory of President Trump.
Right.
And really what Bobby Kennedy's talking about. So this is a great example of it.
It's just so weird to say to someone, I think girls should play against girls and trans athletes. It's not fair. It's dangerous. Why that's even a debate, but it is. And it really worked for this election because common sense played a role. Callie, that's what you have. I don't see a conservative or a liberal. I just see somebody who sees a huge problem in America that's correctable. And maybe we're on our way to doing that. I'll believe it when the whole Senate votes, but it's going to happen. Yeah. He's going to get through. Callie Means, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. And also pick up his book, Good Energy. Your turn when we come back. 1-866-408-7669. We're following all the breaking news as well as the news that was made late last night. Don't move.
Increasing your intelligence quotient.
What the hell did you just say?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door, exploring the life and crimes of five serial predators from across the United States. Follow and listen starting February 25th at foxtruecrime.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.